The Federal Aviation Administration has started allowing some airports around the country to let passengers check their bags at the curb. Metro Airport in Denver, Washington Dulles, and Chicago's O'Hare are among those few. But at other airports, curbside check-in is still banned. And among the many people in the travel industry who have been hurt financially by the terrorist attacks are the thousands of skycaps who make their living from tips. NPR's Wade Goodwin reports from Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport.
Alvin Davis and Edward Earl Phillips stand in their short-sleeved shirts and slacks and stare out at an empty parking lot across from Terminal B. It's been cordoned off in the wake of the attacks because the lot is right next to the terminal. It's a sign of the times, and so is the fact that you can't check your bags at the curb. Still, the skycaps are trying to make a living, and as cars pull up, Phillips rushes up with his handcart.
Yep.
No, I'm fine, thanks.
Right.
Phillips walks away, shaking his head.
Hey, I'm hurting.
Alvin Davis and Edward Earl Phillips can't check in bags anymore. They can only carry them from the curb to the line inside. At DFW, that's not very far, so Davis and Phillips aren't handling very many bags.
It's bad. You got guys that don't be wanting to come to work sometimes now, because, not making the money like we used to make.
Most of our living off our tips, ever since this happened, it's just been going rough for all of us.
These men make $2.15 an hour. They live and die with their tips. They get no health benefits, though they work full time. It used to be that skycaps worked for the airlines, but that's ancient history. To cut costs, the airlines contracted the skycaps out. Michael, who didn't want to give his last name, has been a skycap for 10 years. Before the attack, he made $80 to $100 on Thursdays and Fridays, and $60 to $70 in tips on other days. Since September 11th?
Some days you may leave here with maybe $20 that day, and that's it. It hasn't been good on none of us. Most of the guys are squabbling or fighting over outs, Not physically fighting, but just arguing, This is my out, this is my out. It makes you seem like you're in a circus, or somebody throw a bone out there and everybody run for it.
Michael is in his 30s with a wife and three kids. To make ends meet, he's always had to work at night cleaning office buildings. Those who run the airport say that the bad days will not last forever. Curbside check-in will come back for many airlines in many places, but slowly. David Plavin is the president of the Airports Council of America.
The airlines who accept bags at curbside have really had to be able to demonstrate that they are able to screen your bags that come in at the curb in just the same way they can screen your bags when you check them in anywhere else in the terminal. And I think once they're able to do that, as most have been able to do, or at least at some terminals have been able to do, then I think we will go back to some form that's very similar to where we were in the past.
To reinstate curbside check-in, the airlines and airports must prove that the luggage is never out of the skycap's direct control once he takes possession. When you're a skycap and times are tough, you hustle more. Robert Ferris finally gets a customer who agrees to let him help with his bags.
Which airline?
National Airlines.
The man has several bags. A couple of them are strangely shaped. They look kind of like paintings wrapped in butcher paper.
Got the keys in my back pocket.
All right.
Okay.
National
Airlines.
Yes, sir.
5 minutes later, Robert Ferris is back, and his mood has changed completely. When the other skycaps aren't paying attention, he reaches into his pocket and pulls out his tip, a $20 bill.
I just say thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
The skycaps say if there's been any bright spot, it's been the generosity of many of the passengers. That generosity made one skycap's day.
We've been struggling, but, we'll be all right. This is America's greatest country in the world. Everybody will be okay.
Yeah. Wade Goodwin, NPR News, Dallas.